Pastor Brandon here, and here are our readings for Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. Today we'll be reading Psalm 96, 10 through 13, Joshua 19, 10 through 39, and Luke 16, 16 through 31 from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him as a family of families in His Word. Turn with me then to Psalm 96 as we will finish up Psalm 96 today, reading verses 10 through 13. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the seas roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Joshua 19, 10 through 39. The third lot came up for the people of Zebulun, according to their clans, and the territory of their inheritance reached as far as Sarid. Then their boundary goes up westward and on the Morel and touches Dabasheth. And then the brook that is east of Jokineam from Sarid, it goes in the other direction, eastward towards the sunrise, to the boundary of Chislof Tabor. From there it goes to Dabirath, then up to Japhia. From there it passes along on the east toward the sunrise to Gath Hefer, to Eth Kazin, and going on to Rimmon, it bends towards Neah. Then on the north boundary turns about to Hanathon, and it ends at the valley of Iphthah and Kathath, Nahlah, Shimron, Adal, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the people of Zebulun, according to their clans, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot came out for Issachar. For the people of Issachar, according to their clans, their territory included Jezreel, Chesloth, Shunan, Haphrayim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabbath, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Eganim, En Hada, Bech Pazez. The boundary also touches Tabor, Shahazum, and Beth Shezmesh. And its boundary ends at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Issachar, according to their clans, the cities with their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the people of Asher, according to their clans. Their territory included Helkath, Hali, Beten, Achshaph, Alamalek, Amad, and Mishal. On the west, it touches Carmel and Shihor Libnath. Then it turns eastward. It goes to Beth Dagon and touches Zebulun and the valley of Iphtalhel, northward to Beth Emek and Ne'el. Then it continues in the north to Kabul, Ebron, Rehob, Hammam, Cana, as far as Sidon the Great. Then the boundary turns to Ramah, reaching to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the boundary turns to Hosa, and it ends at the sea of Mahalab, Akzib, Ummah, Apek, and Rehob. 22 cities and with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Asher, according to their clans, these cities with their villages. The inheritance of the Naphtali. The sixth lot came out for the people of Naphtali. For the people of Naphtali, according to their clans and their boundary, ran from Helaph, from the Oak of Zananim, and Adamin Nekeb, and Jabnel, as far as Lakum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the boundary turns westward to Asnath Tabar, and goes from there to Hukok, touching Zebulun at the south, and Asher on the west, and Judah on the east at the Jordan. The fortified cities are Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Chinnereth, Adama, Rama, Hazor, Kadesh, Ederi, Enhazor, Yiron, Migdal, Horam, Beth Anath, and Beth Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Naphtali, according to their clans, the cities with their villages. Luke 16:16-31. The law and the prophets were until John. Since then, the good news of the kingdom is preached, and everyone forces his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and he who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water to cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here. He is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." This is the word of the Lord in our readings for August 11th, 2020. And many still to this day do not believe, even though someone has risen from the dead, and his name is Jesus. Our passage in Luke today makes us realize the reality of our plight, the reality of our situation and our sin. But thanks be to God for Jesus Christ, who came on our behalf, died on the cross, bearing our sin and our punishment for us, so that we could live in him once again. He truly is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. May we heed the warning of the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, because there will become a time where the choice will be too late. So would we choose Jesus now? The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.
Lead me to your healing waters. Take me down to your healing stream. Take me down and wash me clean.